Blog Talk Radio.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics. Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma, on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome to the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Welcome,
hey,
welcome,
Tahira.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I never host a show alone, so welcome, Ms. Nicole Martin.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm super excited. Still recovering.
Right.
So happy to dive into this topic. This is a not as juicy as the other ones, but it's a good topic as well. Why do people, you know, crave that attention on social media? So it's really addictive. So I can't wait to get into this today. But otherwise, how have you been? Like, what's going on with you?
I've been really good. You know, same old, still grinding, getting ready for the reality show. So I'm meeting with production this week. So I'm excited. We're about to start filming. So we'll see how it goes.
Yay. And Jen is here, too. So welcome, Jennifer Laws.
Hey, Jen. Hey. How is everybody?
Good.
Good,
how are
good,
you,
good.
Eva?
I'm doing excellent. Today has just been such an awesome day. Top My Divas is an official LLC. So everybody.
Yay.
Congratulations.
That is awesome.
And, you know, I'm also excited about the topic tonight because, you know, doing what I do, social media is a very important tool, but it can also be a very dangerous thing, too.
Absolutely.
And it seems like it's addictive, too. I realized I was at dinner the other night with family, and I'm just like, I have two cell phones, so I'm like holding the cell phone and looking at it, and you know, it's just like, it can be addicting. Like, we're at dinner, we're supposed to enjoy each other, but I'm just like thinking, like, what's going on in the cell phone? So I had to put a cell phone in my bag, just, you know, so I can soak up the environment, because I feel like with social media, it's great, but sometimes it does absorb that time that you should be like really focusing on. Yeah, like family and things like that. So it can get out of control, especially with the attention on social media. But, you know, with everything being said, like, for me, you have to just know when to shut it down. But some people, like, as we've been seeing on YouTube, they would go out to do this outrageous things just to get likes. And for me, it's like, you can definitely kill yourself. That's a lot. That's a bit much.
Remember they had that challenge where they had people running outside naked in the snow?
Oh, I remember the ice challenge.
I'm still on
the ice challenge.
I was like,
you remember the ice challenge?
Yeah.
It was so cold.
Yeah,
it was.
I didn't do that one.
It was so crazy.
Tell us about the snow challenge.
Oh, yeah, they just had people, like, stripping down to, like, their bras or panties or boxers or whatever, and then they ran out in the snow, and it just came back in. And I'm like, well, what's the purpose of that? Like, what's the purpose of it? Even
right,
with the ice.
Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah. Like, even with the ice challenge, you know, it was like, okay, now with the ice challenge, I found it was funny because you had a certain class of people who did the ice challenge, but they understood that, you know, it was for awareness for a specific disease or whatever. So, you know,
right.
they understood that they needed to donate, but then you had the people doing the challenge from the hood, which really didn't have no point because they're not donating. So why did you pour a bucket of ice on you? Like, did you follow that up with, like, $50 to a foundation or something?
Maybe they were hot. Maybe it was just too hot. I have to get out of here. I mean, I agree with Jen. If it's something definitely to give back or just for a positive cause, yes. But just some of it is funny and silly. I like the mannequin challenge, so
yeah.
I think that was nice.
Challenge. Yeah, that was good. And I saw some really original stuff with the mannequin challenge, so that was pretty cool. I don't even know how that came about or who started that, but I've even been a part of a couple of the mannequin challenges, so yeah. I'm guilty.
No, I'm guilty too. I did a couple mannequin challenges, and you know, I was at certain events.
I like the mannequin challenge. So, I mean, some things are just really fun to do, and some people got really creative. And then some people got, like, extremely creative, and you'd be like, where do they get all the time on their hands to do this stuff?
Now, did you guys see the mannequin challenge at the strip club?
Yeah.
No.
Oh,
I
didn't. My goodness.
Jen, you saw it. That was interesting. I was like, oh, wow.
Nicole,
okay.
You might have actually appreciated that, Nicole, because for them to be up there on those poses, on the poles, holding those poses,
wow.
And I mean, some of them were like plus size and they were like suspended in the air and like unbelievable poses. I was like, this is amazing. I was truly impressed by that one.
Yeah, that stopped me. I was just like, oh, wow, okay, this is interesting. And there's one throwing the dollars, and it was just so original. I was just like, okay, this is nice. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to get into our first song, Kanye West and Rihanna, Famous, right here on the Girlfriend Network. And we'll come back to this topic.
All right.
Sad niggas that know me best. I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous.
Goddamn.
I made that bitch famous. For all the girls that got dick from Kanye West. If you see him in the streets, give him Kanye's best. Why? They mad they ain't famous.
Goddamn.
They mad they still nameless.
Talk that talk, man.
A man in the store trying to try his best. But he just can't seem to get Kanye fresh. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous.
I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own candy. From the very start, I don't blame you much for wanting to be free.
Wake up, Mr. West.
I just wanted you to know.
I be Puerto Rican Day Parade floating. That Benz Marina Del Rey coasting. She be Puerto Rican Day Parade waving. Last month I helped her with the car payment. Young and we alive. We never gonna die. I just copped a jet to fly out of a personal debt. Put one up in the sky. The sun is in my eyes. Woke up and felt the vibe. No matter how hard they try, we never gonna die.
I just wanted you to know.
I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
Yo, this is EQ, exceptional quality. Yo, when I'm taking a break from making tracks, you know what I got on. I got that Love Zone USA, top 7 of the last 7 countdown, every Friday from 8 to 9, featuring Tony Diamond, Love Zone.
Fabulous co-host Tahira and Jennifer. Hey, ladies, and shout out to Karishma, who is still in England enjoying her vacay, her excursion. So hopefully she'll be back next week. But today we are here and we are discussing social media. Are you ratchet? Are you using it wisely? When does social media get you in trouble? And when is social media too much? So let's talk about that, ladies.
When it's too much.
When it's too much.
I think it becomes too much when it starts to replace real life.
Yes. You see that all the time. You know what I say about social media, the number one fallacy about social media, and I tell people be careful because you can be anything or anybody that you want to be. So a lot of times I see people get caught up in other people's lives because they think it's so fabulous because they're here, they're doing this, they're doing that. So it's always funny, especially when you know these people in real life and you're like, okay, these people are fraudulent because they're over here popping bottles or they're on these vacations, but I know for a fact that you can't pay your bills, you know, that you're struggling. So I see people get caught up in other people's lifestyles, especially when it comes to relationships. And even I, too, have been guilty of that. When you see a couple and they're like, oh, they're great, you know, they're professing their love for each other all the time. But in reality, usually their relationship is a mess. So those are just the pitfalls of social media, one of the many pitfalls that you have to be careful. You know what they say, objects and mirror may be closer than what they appear. So some social media may not be as they appear. So, you know, that's one of my
And that is so true. Oh,
I just want to say, like, when I first started, you know, modeling and the particular area of modeling that I started out with was, like, lingerie. So I had so many weirdos on my page, and every time I post, you know, the comments were, like, geared towards sexual comments and stuff like that, you know, so then I realized, okay, this is not the only type of thing that I want to be known for is a lingerie model. So I started to change my brand and mold it the way that I wanted. And what happened was I started to see my page change over too. As I changed, my page changed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was at one point where I had to turn my comments off so people couldn't post a comment on my page because it was So, you know, now I'm at a point where, you know, people know my brand, they know what I stand for, so they don't come at me in that way. So, you know, I have the freedom to let people post because they know the kind of content that I put on my own page.
Right. Correct. Now, I do have to make one statement for our listeners. Jen and Jennifer Love and Angela, too. Angela as well. When you say lingerie, it is so classy with Top Line Divas. I've seen so many lingerie models that it's just like, so when you set, because I know how you present yourself in the presentation, so the way you present yourself on social media, that is so true, attracts a certain target market or a certain, you know, client, I don't want to say clientele, but, you know, certain people. So I love that about you guys. You guys, even when you do lingerie, it's always classy and it's always sophisticated. So I definitely always commend you guys on that, because that's one thing that I had an issue with lingerie. I'm just like, I don't want the wrong person to.
Because you know what? Most women cringe when they hear lingerie because they're accustomed to a certain type of lingerie. You know, I always thought, like, when people said lingerie, I thought of, like, Blanche on the Golden Girls. You know, I'm, like, always
dream with her. Yeah. And she did that walk. Blanche would walk in with that walk.
Yes.
Yeah.
So. But, yes, you definitely always have to be mindful of what you put on social media. We know now that, you know, future employers look at your social media page, and you could be denied or fired from a job based on what you're posting.
True. But if you kind of flip that, though, social media has worked for a lot of people, and gotten a lot of people famous just by being ratchet and just, like I said, going in the opposite direction of Jen and Angela being tasteful. You know, you have females who are showing, you know,
absolutely,
definitely are not afraid or want people to see the extra stuff. And hence, this is what has gotten people famous and well-known, especially like on Instagram.
But we
have,
people have to keep in mind that, you know, social media, they love whatever you put out there, which is a persona. They don't really know who you are.
Right. Right. And I've seen it work for people, and I've seen it work against people. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to talking about one's relationships. How many times have we seen, in particular, a woman professing their love for their guy? He's all of this. He's great. They post flowers. They post dinners. They just post, professional,
changing
best,
their relationship status.
Right. And then a couple of months later, they're going in on the same guy because he cheated. He did this. He did that. So that's when things get really get messy and ugly. And then, you know, to have your relationship out there on Front Street like that all the time for people to criticize or give a front row seat. Because I always say, you know, I don't feel there's anything wrong, you know, if you're both social media people, you and your mate, and you post pictures every now and then. But then you have to be careful because, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are not necessarily going to be happy for your relationship and may even try, you know, to do some stuff to come in between that happy relationship. I've seen that happen, you know, where people have tried to destroy people's relationships. So, you know, you just have to use caution and you just have to be very careful. Me particularly with my social media, I don't post my family. I don't post my son. I don't post, you know, anything about my home. You never see my home. You'll never see my cars. You know, I keep it professional as far as career. And then one thing I stepped out of box a little bit lately because I started posting political stuff. And I had to draw back from that because I kind of figure, like, social media is kind of like my workplace. I don't go to work and I don't discuss sex, religion, politics, whatever, because I don't want to offend people. And I realize, you know, I don't like Trump, but there may be friends that I have that are Trump supporters. And that's fine because I really believe everybody is entitled to make their own choice and their own decisions. And just because you're a Trump supporter does not mean you're racist. It does not mean you're a misogynist. You know, people voted for him for different reasons. So my thing is, you know, I'm friends with all different races and nationalities. So I don't want to post certain things that are going to offend other people or actually let people get too much of an in-depth look, you know, as to who I am. I kind of like to be mysterious. Because if you put all your business out there, guys, there's
no
left.
Depth to
you.
Know
what I'm
saying? Like, no.
There's nothing left.
And then on top of that, once you put all your business out there, then you have to be, like, you have no choice but to be open to whatever people want to say about it.
Exactly. Now, how many people do you know have put their business out there and they get mad because then they turn around and say, everybody's in my damn business? So,
or stop telling me what I should do or what I think. You know,
ridiculous.
Mind your business. They're like, mind your business. But I'm like, you put me in that business. I was doing okay, drinking my coffee, and this came across my feed this morning.
I saw a post one time, and the young lady on the post was like, if you're friends with someone who's always using you, and why would you still be friends with that person? You know, so I was like, well, you know, most of the time the person that's being used probably has low self-esteem or they don't know their own value or worth as a, you know, as a friend. And so next thing I know, I look on her page and her next post was, do y'all think I'm insecure? I was like, what?
Yeah, she needs a conversation on somebody's couch. That's another thing.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. People that, like, the craving attention, you know, we laugh at it. We look into the different depths of it. But in all seriousness, there's a bigger issue. Like, if you have to constantly post, of course, people on the other side, like flip side, people want to get famous. But for the people that are really seeking attention and help, you know, it gets concerning. It gets concerning. Like, I had one friend that would go through depression on social media. Oh, I'm on my own right now. So I'm just like, being in that field, you know certain things that are, like, real and certain, you know, like, keywords. So I would, like, reach out, like, are you okay? You know, do you need to talk? It gets concerning. But she didn't realize she's on social media. So everybody in our circle is like, oh, man, she's real depressed. Is she going to kill herself? What's going on? And so it can kind of, because I was like really, it pulled me back. A couple posts, I'm like, okay, something is seriously wrong. Yeah. I'm going to wait to speak to her because it is like, it was like, oh, I'm going. And so it could be really sad.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, do you need somebody to talk to? What's going on? Do you just need somebody just to listen? So it can, like, when it gets to that point, where you have your friends and you see certain signs where, because I think sometimes this is just a call for help. It's really a call for help. So, but we found out that, she, you know, she was going through a breakup. She was going through a breakup. But she did have to seek professional help. She was just at her point. She wasn't at the breaking point, but she's on the way up. She was on the way up to that. So I'm glad that, you know, we intervened, and she did go ahead and seek counseling after that, because she was having a hard time with that.
I just think that sometimes people have a hard time telling the difference between what is their own personal trial and what they should share on Facebook. You know, like something you just need to go through personally by yourself to overcome them, you know,
I definitely think it should be like a Facebook. That's right. I think it should be like a Facebook handbook, because I do think people don't, nothing's private anymore. And guys, you know, let us know what you think about this. Give us a call, 347-539-5729. Hit number one and let us know what you feel about this, because this is, like, really important. But I don't think people can filter that anymore.
No, they can't. I mean, like, people go so far. I've seen, you know, it takes me back. Like, people can do what they want to do. You know what I mean? I'm not, by far, I don't judge people, but, you know, you have to think about how what you're putting up affects the people that are seeing it, too, because if I click on Facebook and I see somebody's grandmom or their little kid that passed away and they got pictures of them in a coffin on social media, I mean, some things are just, like, way, way far.
Well, I have to admit, I appreciate everybody, and I know I said this last week when I was in the hospital, people reached out to me from everywhere, my family. I'm just going to take this time, I know it doesn't have any that much to do with the topic, to really thank everyone, because they were able to get to me within hours because of social media.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Social media can be used for positive things.
Yeah.
You know, and that's great, because social media can be a great tool and a great avenue. I use it all the time. You guys do it too, to network. I've gotten bookings off of social media where people have found me, or because of my profile and what I post and how I present myself, they're interested in me for professional reasons. So when it comes to things like that, and it's positive, it's great. It's a great tool. But it's the negative things that concern me. So listen, guys, we're going to go to Beyonce, upgrade you. And then when we come back, I'm going to tell you guys, my top three pet peeves about social media and what really, really irks me.
Okay. Right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Time to let me upgrade you.
How you gonna upgrade me? I'm tired of number one. know I used to beat that block. Now I be the block.
Let me upgrade. I hear you be the block, but I'm the light to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life, taking care.
To the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. I have Nakome Martin and Jennifer Laws with me. And we're back to our topic on social media, craving attention. We do have a caller online. Scotty, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Greetings to you in the pen.
Hello, Scotty. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Well, the subject matter just kind of caught my eye and just wanted to give my two cents. There's no simple answer, but I first thought about, you know, even as children, as babies, we come out the womb craving attention, and as little children growing up. And then, you know, if you grew up in a family with more than a couple of siblings, you will know there's always that one who just seems to need more attention than everybody else. I think that's those, and then even when we got into middle school, you know, got up going to school, and there was those people. They just always seemed to dress in a certain way or do certain things, craving attention. I think it just translates now to social media, but this was going before social media in real life, and it still does. It still does. So, and then The other type of person I thought about was the shut-ins, you know, the ones they don't have no real life friends, and that's their way of interacting with the world. So those are my 2 cents, and I'll continue to listen to your latest responses.
Thank you so much, Scotty. That was good.
You know what? That's a good point that Scotty said, because somebody actually posted a couple of weeks ago on their page, they love Facebook because they don't have to leave their house to interact or socialize with people. So that's kind of deep,
that's
right?
That's terrible.
You know, like,
that's really scary.
Back in the day, before all of this social media stuff and the internet, well, the way I came up, like, you know, in my time, we were just getting introduced to, like, the first cell phone. So if you wanted to interact with people, you actually had to get out and go somewhere, you know, and be out there. You couldn't just sit at home, you know, unless you were just content with being on the phone. So, that's a great point. Great point. So...
I think it starts, you know, as kids now, because everything with our kids is electronic and on a computer.
Yes.
You know, they don't do the things that we used to do. You know, they don't go outside and play. They don't jump rope. They don't know anything about playing jacks and double dutch and street football and all that kind of stuff. They don't do those things anymore. You know,
you're right. How many toddlers do you see now know how to work a cell phone? Like, isn't that crazy? Have you ever seen a baby getting a cell phone or a laptop or something, and, you know, actually kind of know what it's doing? That's crazy.
So they know exactly what it's doing, and that's the scary part. They can navigate it better than me.
Better than us.
Right? But she was still looking up videos on YouTube, like, that was so scary.
Let me tell y'all a story. This is a great story because my girlfriend posted this. She has a son who is, like, about 5 years old, and she's an entrepreneur. So the son is with a babysitter or a family member. So the son was begging the family member, can I call my mother? And she was like, the babysitter said, give your mom a break. She's working. And he knew how to work, you know, her phone and get in the phone, I guess, and dial his mother's number or find her. So what she did, she changed the password or something so he couldn't get in the phone. This smart little boy picks up the phone.
Remembered it.
And says, hey, Siri, call. And he mentions his mother's name, and Siri called the mother. Now, is that crazy? That is smart. And this is a 5-year-old baby. So
I was just
blown. Right. So, you know, this is the world that we live in. So, ladies, I'd like to talk to you.
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're going to say something about the babies? The babies are so advanced, right?
Yes. And, you know, and then they grow, and then they're growing up. They're growing up in a world where, you know, as adults now, we're fixated with our phones and our computers as well.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on around them. So we're raising.
I told you guys the struggle at dinner for me.
Yes, girl.
The struggle was real.
You know how many times I've been to dinner with my friends, and it's quite a few of us, and everybody is on their phone, and we're
you look up, everybody's like, it's crazy. It's weird.
We're always speaking. If we do put it down, as soon as the person gets up to walk away, we're like,
yes, like, you don't know how many times I glanced over at the phones, and then I was just like, let me put the phones in my pocketbook. Because I was having dinner with my dad, and he's like, oh, you're going to be on your phone all day. And I'm like, no. So I put it in the pocketbook just really to soak in the family time. I'm like, I really have to sit here and have dinner with my family without any distractions. So that's what I said. When it becomes so embedded in your life that it replaces real life, that's when it's an issue.
Yeah.
That's when it's an issue.
It was a struggle.
Right.
So wait, I wanted to tell you about my three pet peeves that I hate to see on Facebook. So you ready?
Okay.
Number three is I hate, and this isn't that against anyone, to each their own, it's just me. Number three, I hate to see people post their food. Okay, so if you are not a professional chef/cook or a nutritionist, I don't want to see your hamburger helper. I don't care how great a job that you think you did. I just don't want to see your meals. Because some meals, I'm sorry, just don't look appetizing or appeal to me and what I like. So that's number three. Number two is I don't want to see pictures from your grandmom, your aunt, your father, brother's funeral. I just don't. That kind of stuff just kind of creeps me out. So I don't want to sit there. I don't want to see their gravesite. I don't want to see their casket. Now, if you want to post their program, you know, their funeral program or pictures of your family, you know, that's one thing. But to actually show the casket, show the gravesite, I just can do without that. So thank you, guys. So here is my number one pet peeve that is really pissing me off. And I'm just like, when do we really just step away and really say some things are very personal? And I can use Tahira as a great example. We know Tahira was hospitalized. We did not see any pictures of T laid up in the hospital.
No.
Why do people insist on laying in the hospital?
Let me tell you, I am truly a celebrity. Like, when I go in the hospital, I really get where nobody can, like, touch me, and I'm in intensive care, and I have a guard by my door. It was, like, really extreme with me. But I don't understand. Like, I think some things are private, and some things, like, my mother was, I mean, it's, for people that get missing, it's the first hours are crazy. So you go through this where you're not – no one knows where you are. I can't get up. I'm unconscious and say, hey, I'm in the hospital. Come get me. So, like, to post something so traumatic, unless you're, like, doing a reality show or something like that, you go through so many different emotions, and you don't want to expose everyone to that. Like, that's what I said.
Right.
Even when you do – and you can tell us too, Nicole, when you start shooting for your show, some things you want to keep private and you want to keep them genuine.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't need to see you laying up in your hospital bed with tubes in your face. But you can take a selfie and say, oh, pray for me. I'm sick. I was almost out of here. People have actually posted pictures of them in an ambulance on their way to the hospital. talking about they're on their deathbed. So I'm just trying to figure out, how do you do that? And when, like, because to me, that's the most private thing. Like, so people are just really crossing the lines and just going to the extremes, and it's going back to wanting attention, you know, and the prayer warriors and all that. But I'm just like, I'm sorry, guys. That's just a little bit too much for me. It's just some things I just don't want people to see. I don't want you to see me, you know, laying in a hospital bed in a nightgown with my hair all over my head, looking crazy. I just don't.
Right.
So, but that's just me.
They just sent us on more emotional trips. Like, I mean, Facebook.
Well, that's what I said. It's more,
so
it's something deeper.
You know, it's so emotional. I mean, you look at Facebook. I look at Facebook every day. And I'm telling you, I laugh, I cry, I think about some things, I get angry, then I be happy. You know, it's so many different emotions that we
go through
to people on Facebook, you know, especially when you have a lot of people on your page. Like, I have close to 5,000 on two pages, plus all my business pages. So, you know, I mean, I'm sad every day because every day somebody's family member has passed away, and I'm like, oh,
yeah.
You know, I'm such an emotional person, so you know, everybody's things affect me too when I read them. So I'm like, wow, every day I hear about a death, and it's like, well, of course, if you know,
it could be depressing.
Yeah.
So right now we're going to talk about the top three. Nicole just did hers, pet peeves about Facebook. Right now we're going to get into Leah Robinson, Hey Young Boy, right here on the Girlfriend Network.
With 2 7, yeah. Both your hands bent, I keep my body. Came with all your boys to this party with my girl, but
I
leave with you. Now you look my way, come on over, it's okay.
Network with Soul Paradise. Well, actually, join us every Wednesday. Rolls Royce, his Soul Paradise. He's Wednesday 8 to 9. So tune in. Yeah, I love that song. Shout out to Leah Robinson. She was on the show.
Yeah.
She is great energy. I love that interview. But getting back to our top three pet peeves, I guess you started this out with Nicole.
Yes.
For me, it is the fight videos.
Yeah.
On Facebook, I can't. I mean, if that's your thing, and I get it, but I just, it's like, okay. And then, because it was just this so awful, that one where a pregnant lady is fighting, I'm just like, I can't look at this. So that's one.
Yeah.
another one, like, I'm in agreement with Nakom too, the one with the couples. Like, oh, you know, if you're going to be a serial dater and every relationship is going to be on Facebook, like, save it, because 2 weeks later, someone new. So,
yeah,
just, right. You know, keep it to yourself, or when you get with your girls, you discuss, guys, what do you think? You know, we're in love. And then it's like, you see, oh, I'm in the club with my boo, and I'm just like, I'm not an investigator, but like, okay, were you in love with somebody? You know, but I could do without that. And yeah. My third one would be, all the things about, like, when people go back and forth on Facebook, mm-hmm. the Facebook wars, and Tina,
oh,
I'm sorry, Jennifer is like Facebook police, because she, like, it takes a lot to get under my skin. But sometimes I'm like, oh my goodness, they are taking this crown for granted. So,
yeah.
Tina's like, no, Tahira, no.
But those Facebook wars, let me tell you, they can be very entertaining. So I'm like, I like drama.
Yes,
it's in my life. So I'm
right.
Gonna go in reading
but
it.
You
but
notice,
I don't
guys,
know it.
Guys, you notice people are more aggressive on Facebook. They would
oh,
never
absolutely.
Like even
yes,
the
yes.
the people that I have Facebook that. Wars or I have Facebook wars with me, I'm like, it comes out of left field. I'm like, huh? Like, oh, I thought we were cool. Oh, this and that and the third. And when it gets to me, when it's like, oh, when I see you, I can't wait to see you. And I'm just like, well,
right.
when we see each other, nothing happens. Like, you don't
exactly.
even say hi. I got to say,
right.
hi, how are you? Like, but on Facebook, oh, I can't, you know, and I'm just like, oh, and it'll be something over so petty. Like, you got a job. We both auditioned for the job. I got it. You didn't. And now you want to spread rumors and all this stuff. And I'm just like, so when it gets to the point where, oh, when I see you, I'm just like, okay, so where you at? Let's meet up. And real talk, and Jennifer's like,
No.
I'm just like, enough of the back and forth. Because people, I think people get like this, yeah, they get like they're Superman on Facebook. And this is where the bullying comes in. When you have like even the kids in high school and middle school, now grammar school, where they're being bullied. Because
yep.
for some reason, Facebook, Instagram gives them this strength that
exactly.
they're bigger or smarter. And then you have everyone in the school that sees the chats.
Yep.
So it's like a combined effort, and that's what I hate to see.
Jen, we're going to get to your three pet peeves. But guess what, guys? We have a caller. What's up,
hey.
Dion? Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Hey, Dion. Say hello. This is Nakom. Say hello to Jennifer and Tahira, who are also on the line.
Hey,
Good
Dion.
Afternoon, ladies. How are you?
Hi. All right. Thanks for calling in. So we want to hear, you know, weigh in on this topic. What do you think about social media? Are people doing too much or what?
Well, first and foremost, I got to tell you that we live in a world today where you have to be a judge of who you're dealing with, first and foremost.
True.
There's a lot of negative energy in the world, and if you allow that to be in your world, it's going to be on your timeline. So first and foremost,
right.
you just
okay,
got to
you better go ahead and
preach
to
you.
Go ahead and preach
to you. No, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to give it to you.
No, that is true. That is true.
This is
go
why
ahead.
I called in. You hear
mm-hmm.
me? So,
yeah,
so
yeah.
we as a people, we want to fight for justice and fight for all this other stuff. We first must start with ourselves. Get away from the negativity first and foremost, because what do we know? Negativity drains you, right?
Definitely.
And there's so many negative people in this world that you got to look at them, and I call them Debbie Downers. You got to look at them and call
mm-hmm.
them what they are. You're Debbie Downer, and you need to get the fuck away from me. Excuse me, but that's just what it is. Because I'm not going to let you
right.
call my phone and keep talking about that same old mess we've been talking about for the last 2 years. You love it, and I ain't got time to hear it.
And
get off my phone.
That's
y'all be,
right.
Y'all, see, y'all the girlfriend group. Y'all don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Get off my phone. I don't want to hear that shit. You love that nigga. Get over there with it. Me and my family, we ain't doing that over here. Get off my damn phone. Y'all being too nice. I'm just, you got it. Listen what I'm saying to you. At the end of the day, when you go to sleep, only thing that matters is that you're happy that whatever went on throughout that day, that's all that matters. If you're happy and content, who cares? That's what matters. So now let's get back to these people on social media. Y'all got to remember one thing. There's a billion people in this world. Guess what? They all actors. Everybody wake up every morning trying to be something that they're not. Now, let's think about corporate people in the world. Think about corporate people in the world. They went to school because they was never no one growing up, so they had to go reach for a title. I'm a doctor or I'm a lawyer, this, that, and there. If you don't have common sense, as my grandmama would say, pull piss out of boot, then you just dumb.
Right.
No, for real, you got to have book smarts and street smarts in order to survive in this world.
Yeah.
You can't be oblivious to nothing in this world. If not, you're gonna get taken out.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get back to social media. If anyone come at you and have anything derogatory to say to you, the first thing you should do is delete them off of your page. Don't even go back and forth with them, because we're not on the same accord.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You'd even come say anything to me that's negative. Let me just get that away from me. Don't even entertain it. See, we as a people, we try to let our little image, oh, she can't talk to me like that. That girl ain't got nothing. She broke. She ain't got no money. Broke people got broke people problems. I'm not hanging with broke people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hanging with people ain't complaining about nothing. We coming up with solutions on what we can do and get it done. We're not complaining about, my baby daddy ain't getting my money. You know he want nothing when you was dealing with him.
Before you got pregnant.
Responsibility. You got to set responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know he won't go help you raise this baby and your mama won't either. Now you stuck. Now you mad with the world. Don't call my phone with that foolishness.
Because
you better.
Dion, hold on a second. We were talking, and we each stated our pet peeves. We're just going to keep you on the line because we only have a few minutes left of the show. So, Jen, give us your three top pet peeves.
All right, my three top pet peeves is one, people posting too much personal business. Like he said, we don't really care about what happened with your baby daddy. You know, that's one thing. And my second one is the people who post negative things just to have people jump on a bandwagon, because some people need support, even though they're wrong and negative. People
feed
off of that. So, they'll have like 100 comments on that, on a negative post.
Right. Right. Just egging them on, right? Egging them on to be stupid.
Absolutely. And my all-time thing is people who bully other people through social media are trying to tear people down and talk about them in a bad way. Like, that's never cool.
Right. Yeah. It's just a mess.
Yeah, guys. Cool. So we're going... I'm sorry, we have 2 minutes, so we're going to close out. Thank you, Dion, for calling in and giving
Dion.
Your time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Check back in us. We're here every Monday from 9:30 to 10:30, so make sure you visit us again soon and weigh in on our topics. We appreciate you.
Later. Good night, ladies.
Good night. So that was awesome. I love some of that. That's true.
Tahira, you heard that, right? So next time somebody comes at my girl, we just block them, we delete them, and we just don't. You know, here's a good expression.
But listen, now, so this is the clap back to that. Okay, and we got 1 minute. So I did that with one individual. But something about me, I get under, people's skin. I don't understand. So she calls me up on the phone. If I ever see, and I'm like, so let's meet at your job. I did the block.
Hey.
I did that part. I'm like, we're both adults.
You better get her, Jen. Kate, a queen never leaves her throne to talk to peasants. You got that?
You're right.
Say it
you're right.
Now. So yeah.
You're right.
So even if she can't call
queen
you,
is not gonna, listen. A queen is not gonna be afraid to walk in her palace either. Like, I'm just, you're not going to just, threaten me. And over something so petty, I'm just like, are you serious? So yeah, I hear you.
Uh-oh. He got some hurt in her. Let me find out, T.
No, the martial art comes out, and I'm just like, really? You saw me in the video. You saw me in that video.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Don't hurt nobody, T.
I won't. It's all in love. It's all out of love.
Okay.
So just the key thing is just keep it positive. And like he said, Dion said to block, block it. People that are not going in your direction, they're just not going in your direction. And just try to not place social media in place of your real life. That's, you know, my ending comments for tonight. And we're done. Like, we have to. We'll see you guys next week right here on the Girlfriend Network. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Night.
Bye.